From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A bomb blast in Pakistan. Officials say a suicide bomb blast at a crowded park in Lahore Sunday killed at least 65 people and wounded at least 300. Witnesses say a large number of Christian families celebrating Easter were present in the Gulshan Iqbal Park when the explosion occurred. A spokesman for a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban says his group is responsible for the bombing and that it was specifically targeted at Christians. Ayaz Ghul is covering the event.
A meeting of the top civilian and military leadership has ended. It was like a four-hour meeting where this incident was debated and instructions have been issued to try to quickly identify and bring to justice those who were responsible or who facilitated this attack.
Reporter Ayaz Ghul. Media reports say Syrian government forces backed by Russian airstrikes have retaken the ancient city of Palmyra from the Islamic State group. The Syrian armed forces said Sunday the takeover of Palmyra represents a fatal blow to the militants. A spokesman for Ghanaian police say the force will provide protection for all presidential candidates and their running mates in the run-up to the November general election. There have been recent media reports that comments by politicians could spark electoral violence during the campaign. Ghanaians have expressed concern about recent reports of individuals and groups importing ammunition to the country. Activists crashed a memorial event near the stock market in Brussels on Sunday. The event was being held in honor of those killed by the recent terrorist attacks. Right-wing activists shouted anti-immigration slogans and performed Nazi salutes. This is VOA News. A French national suspected of involvement in planning terrorist attacks has been arrested in the Netherlands. The 32-year-old, whose identity has not been released, was arrested Sunday in the port city of Rotterdam at the request of French authorities. He is expected to be extradited to France. Pope Francis has challenged the world on Easter Sunday to use what he called weapons of love against the evil of blind and brutal violence following the attacks in Brussels last week. Pope Francis, the leader of the world's Roman Catholics, presided over an Easter Mass under tight security in St. Peter's Square. Robert Berger has a report on Easter observances in the Middle East.
Easter dawned in Jerusalem with the sunrise service at the Garden Tomb, a holy site said to resemble the burial place of Jesus according to biblical accounts. Pilgrims from around the world sang hymns of the resurrection facing an empty tomb carved into a rock. A few hours later, Easter Mass was celebrated at the nearby Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Priests chanted the Easter liturgy as a fragrant cloud of incense engulfed the ancient stone tomb where tradition says Jesus rose from the dead. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Authorities in Mali say two men with suspected links to Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb have been arrested in connection with attacks earlier this month in Ivory Coast. The gun and grenade attack on three hotels and a beach in the Ivorian resort town of Grand Bassam left at least 19 people dead. Fresh from his sweep of three Democratic caucuses, Vermont's Senator Bernie Sanders told a TV interviewer on Sunday that his campaign has momentum. He says he can see a path toward victory. Even with the victories, Sanders faces a difficult challenge in catching up to the frontrunner, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Israel's Supreme Court has moved to block the government's plan to allow energy companies to develop natural gas resources in the eastern Mediterranean area. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had made the plan the centerpiece of a drive to achieve energy self-sufficiency and to gain billions of dollars in tax revenues. Qatar's state-owned Al Jazeera news outlet says it is laying off about 500 jobs worldwide, the latest spending cut for the Gulf state that has suffered from plummeting oil prices. Most of the layoffs will affect the broadcaster's Doha headquarters, according to an Al Jazeera statement. Al Jazeera began in 1996 as an Arabic-language TV channel. It now has several channels, including an international English-language service. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.